Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, the Senate fails to reject Trump's national emergency on tariffs as Republicans splinter. Second, Mike Johnson faces a GOP-centrist revolt on Medicaid. Third, we look at the states with the highest and lowest voter turnouts in 2024. Lastly, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is reportedly weighing a bid to be the top Democrat on the key House Oversight Committee. The Senate failed on Wednesday to pass a resolution rejecting President Donald Trump's Liberation Day tariff agenda, highlighting a rare division within the Republican Party. Despite several Republicans signaling their desire to halt the tariffs, the resolution deadlocked at 49-49, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote to maintain the tariffs. The resolution was introduced by Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, as a privileged measure, necessitating a vote regardless of the Republican majority in the Senate. While the House has shown little interest in pursuing a similar challenge, the Senate split illustrates a growing rift among Republicans on trade policy. Notably, Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Rand Paul broke ranks with their party by voting against the national emergency backing the tariffs. Their dissent underscores a broader debate within conservative circles about the economic impact and constitutional implications of such tariffs. Senator Rand Paul, a vocal opponent of the tariffs, argued that conservative principles traditionally favor lower taxes and free trade, warning that new tariffs could stifle trade and economic growth. He also raised concerns about the constitutional requirement for taxation to involve congressional representation, a historical principle dating back to the American Revolution. The outcome of this vote could signal a shifting perspective within the Republican Party, as some members push back against Trump's aggressive trade strategies. This division may influence future legislative priorities and impact public opinion, particularly among conservative voters who value economic freedom and limited government intervention. In other news, next up, House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing a growing revolt from centrist Republicans over proposed cuts to Medicaid in the GOP's Big Beautiful Bill. Moderate and swing district Republicans are caught in a dilemma. They need to balance their loyalty to former President Donald Trump with their re-election prospects, which are increasingly at risk. Many centrists fear that deep cuts to programs like Medicaid could spark backlash from constituents already upset over cuts to other social programs. Representative Don Bacon from Nebraska has made it clear that he communicated to the White House his unwillingness to support more than $500 billion in cuts to Medicaid. He emphasized that such cuts should not affect the quality of care or harm hospitals. Bacon, along with 11 other Republicans, sent a letter to Speaker Johnson warning against reducing Medicaid coverage for vulnerable groups. On the other hand, members of the right-wing Freedom Caucus argue that significant spending reductions are necessary to offset proposed tax cuts. Representatives like Eric Burleson from Missouri and Chip Roy from Texas have pushed back against the proposed ceiling, insisting that meaningful reforms to Medicaid are essential to achieve the tax cuts desired by the American people. This internal conflict places Speaker Johnson in a challenging position as he attempts to secure the 218 votes needed to pass the comprehensive package. The GOP is keen to secure approximately $4 trillion in tax cuts, hoping to stimulate the economy and improve their polling numbers. Additionally, the measure aims to raise the debt ceiling, which is critical for Trump to prevent Democrats from gaining political leverage. House Energy and Commerce Chairperson Brett Guthrie mentioned that the GOP is exploring ways to reduce federal contributions to states' Medicaid expansions through the Affordable Care Act. One proposal, the per capita cap, would limit federal funding per enrollee, potentially removing many lower-income individuals from the Medicaid rolls. This has led to further opposition from moderates. If the reconciliation bill passes the House, it may face even greater challenges in the Senate. Senators like Josh Hawley from Missouri have already expressed their opposition to any measures that would cut Medicaid benefits. In other news, the states with the highest and lowest voter turnout in the 2024 elections have been revealed, shedding light on the varying levels of civic engagement across the United States. According to the latest estimates from the United States Census Bureau, about 65% of voting-age Americans participated in last November's elections. This marks a slight decline from the nearly 67% turnout we saw in the 2020 elections. Washington, D.C., Minnesota, and Oregon led the nation with the highest voter turnout rates, boasting 79.5%, 75.9%, and 75.3%, respectively. On the other end of the spectrum, Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana experienced the lowest turnout, with figures at 52.8%, 57.9%, and 58%. The reasons behind these figures are multifaceted. While some Americans may choose not to vote out of disinterest, others face barriers such as work commitments or health-related issues that prevent them from casting their ballots. It's noteworthy that top-performing states like Oregon have implemented vote-by-mail systems, which have been shown to significantly boost participation. Oregon has been utilizing this system for presidential elections since the year 2000. Nationally, nearly 40% of voters cast their ballots in person on Election Day, while approximately 31% opted for early in-person voting. Additionally, 29% of voters took advantage of mail-in voting, highlighting the diverse methods available to voters. The broader picture reveals a persistent challenge in American presidential elections, where a small number of battleground states often determine the outcome. This dynamic can leave voters in non-battleground states feeling that their votes are less impactful in presidential contests, although there are usually many down-ballot candidates and measures to consider. The bottom line is that United States voter turnout has not surpassed 70% since the early 20th century. If the high-stakes election of 2024 could not break this threshold, it raises questions about whether it will ever be achieved again. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Waze, bid to lead House Oversight Committee. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a prominent progressive voice in Congress, is considering a run to become the top Democrat on the influential House Oversight Committee. This move follows Representative Jerry Connolly's decision to step down from the role, creating an opportunity for Ocasio-Cortez to potentially succeed him. The 35-year-old congresswoman from New York has gained a reputation as a progressive superstar, and her potential candidacy is generating significant interest. She faces competition from other members of the committee, including Representative Stephen Lynch from Virginia and Representative Jasmine Crockett from Texas, both of whom have expressed their intentions to vie for the position. Ocasio-Cortez acknowledged the challenge of navigating the party's seniority system, referencing her previous loss to Connolly for the same role. "It's something that I'm weighing," Ocasio-Cortez commented on her potential bid. She emphasized the importance of respecting the Democratic caucus's views on seniority, but also highlighted the need for a broader conversation about leadership roles. The contest for the ranking member position has drawn interest from both veteran and younger members of the Democratic Party. While some seasoned lawmakers are rallying behind Lynch, younger representatives such as Melanie Stansbury from New Mexico, Ro Khanna from California, Robert Garcia from California, and Maxwell Frost from Florida are also considering the opportunity, especially if Ocasio-Cortez decides not to run. Ocasio-Cortez would face additional challenges in her pursuit of the position, as she recently stepped off the Oversight Committee to join the Energy and Commerce Committee. This shift means she would require a waiver from the House Democrats' Steering and Policy Committee to compete for the role. However, some lawmakers believe her chances of securing the position are stronger than they were during her previous attempt against Connolly. Ocasio-Cortez's potential bid for the ranking member position not only underscores the ongoing generational shift within the Democratic Party, but also highlights the influence of progressive voices in shaping the party's future direction. Her decision could have implications for the oversight and accountability priorities of the committee in addressing key national issues. All right, That's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.